News brief. President Biden has welcomed Japan's prime minister to the White House.
The alliance between Japan and the United States is the cornerstone of peace, security, prosperity in the Indo-Pacific and around the world.
Security in the Pacific will be tops on their agenda. Consumer inflation is higher, as Jill Schlesinger reports. It's ticking up again.
The basket of groceries that you bought for $100 4 years ago, it now costs you $135.
There has been some severe weather this morning in Texas and Louisiana, and it's moving east. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
We are talking about areas in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi that could see half a foot of rain over the next 2 days.
The storm system is also bringing hail, high winds, and the possibility of strong tornadoes. On Wall Street, the Dow currently down 496 points. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Join us Wednesday on Midday Magazine as we welcome Family Natural Foods in Hour 1 and Encourage with the Dick Trickle Project in Hour 2. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Pacific Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is calling for a special meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee next week to release $125 million to clean up PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. Evers' plan would let the Department of Natural Resources decide how to spend the money instead of a framework created by lawmakers the governor vetoed yesterday. Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 will likely come up when the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues meets in New York next week. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa says Line 5 is still a threat to their land.
The Bad River Band is already at a risk of an oil spill because the pipeline is going directly through their reservation and the reroute. I mean, if you look at the map, it's basically hugging the reservation boundaries.
Stephanie Sosi is a lawyer for Earth Justice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, April 11th, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin will hold a series of meetings at the ADRC in Wausau starting at 8:45 a.m. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 9 a.m. The Central Oaks Academy Governance Board meeting will take place virtually at 2, and the Student Wellness Committee will meet at 4. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council will hold their public meeting at 6. In Portage County, the Park Commission will meet at 5, and the Agriculture and Extension Education Committee at 7. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4:30. Wood County will participate in the statewide tornado drill test tomorrow. You'll hear sirens at 1:45 and 6:45. They will also test the Everbridge alert system at 6:45. You'll receive a call, text, or email depending on your alert settings. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a 9-5 win over Cincinnati. The winning pitcher, Brewers starter Joe Ross, getting his first major league win in nearly 3 years after having Tommy John surgery twice. Manager Pat Murphy.
That's the story of the game, Joe Ross. I mean, that guy was the Joe Ross of old.
NBA, the Bucks beat the top-ranked Celtics 104-91. But maybe without Giannis Antetokounmpo for a while, he limped off the court in the third quarter. Doc Rivers met with reporters.
Yeah, they're testing him for the calf right now, which obviously MRI.
Okay, and as far as you know, there's no updates on that. It's just...
No, he just left a little while ago.
NFL, the Packers tailgate tour continues in Beloit, Platteville, and Madison. I asked Leroy Butler about the Packers' new safety, Xavier McKinney.
More than anything, he can play multiple positions like as I did. He can play in the deep middle, he can play in the box, and he can play in the slot.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It doesn't get much better than this. Bright and beautiful sunny skies today with high temperatures soaring 20 degrees above our average highs, smacking the low 70s. Clouds will thicken tonight as spotty showers push in overnight. Even a few rumbles of thunder can't be ruled out. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Spring has arrived, and so have many new and used vehicles at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, your neighborhood family-owned dealership, and this week's proud sponsor of Pet of the Week on locally grown radio WFHR. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. to hear about what's happening at the Southwood County Humane Society and learn about a pet that may become a new friend. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep is located at 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids and online at johnsonsons.com.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is 6 now past the hour of 12 noon. It is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024.
Pump day.
Look at that. The camel is right on top of it. And so, too, is our friend Pat Kreitlow joining us right on time from beautiful Lake Wissota, as he always does each and every crossover Wednesday. Pat, always a pleasure to be on your program at around 10 before 8 every morning on Wednesdays. And always appreciate you coming on our show here, top of the show on Wednesdays as well. How are you? Well, he has laryngitis, apparently. We can't hear you, geez. Patrick.
No, there you got to hit that mute button. 60 degrees up here on Lake Wissota.
Doggies.
And the window to the Lake Wissota studio is open for the first time with a gentle breeze blowing in.
Wow, look at that.
Not for much longer because clearly somebody is spreading on the field across the way.
But that happens in the spring.
But that smell of our Wisconsin dairy air, that's right. The smell of money.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our friend Trigvi Olson, the Lincoln Project, will be joining us later on the program. Mr. Kreitlow is kind enough to stay around a little extra here. We appreciate that. Now, Pat, here's the big question. I have friends that are hail from the Rhinelander area, Eagle River area, and I know that certainly in the past, people up north, they put a car, I think, in an old abandoned truck. In recent years, they've taken out all the gasoline and everything. So it's just kind of the body. And they put it on the lake during the winter. And then this time of year, you have a big bingo thing to raise money. And you take guesses on when the vehicle is going to fall through the lake. Is that the case on Lake Wissota?
How close to the Arctic Circle do you think we are up here? That happened like 2 months ago. We've had open water for a very long time here.
You know, it used to be going into like April and sometimes even later than that. Those lakes.
You know, something happened to the climate. It changed. Did the climate change? Maybe so. We do still tell the story, however, going back maybe just about 10 years now, of a midwinter tale when there were going to be snowmobile races on Lake Wissota outside of our local watering hole. Mm-hmm. And somebody got the idea that instead of a pickup truck with a plow with a blade mm-hmm. to kind of get the course ready, somebody brought like an entire like road grader type of machinery out there. And the ice was thick enough for a pickup truck, not for a road grader. And so as we're all having our dinner, taking part in, you know, a little trivia night, we're just watching this thing going, that's going to cost somebody a lot of money, and it did.
Wow.
It had to come out.
Yikes.
Yeah. So nothing similar to that has happened since, thankfully.
All right, very good. Well, open water Lake Wissota up north there. You can listen to Pat, of course, every morning, Up North News Radio, 6 until 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Pat, I want to get into the news kind of broke yesterday during our show, this Arizona decision tantamount to an abortion ban. They say they're carving out in Arizona an exception for the life of the mother. But that's kind of suspect because I know as Dr. Lyerly has talked on your show and Jane McNair's show and others that, you know, for these healthcare providers, and you've talked openly about your wife being an OBGYN, for many of these providers, healthcare providers, it's really open to the local DAs, is it not, or the attorney generals, whether or not they're going to prosecute doctors and whether, you know, because it comes down to a lawyer saying, well, geez, is the woman's life really in danger or is she right. just quote unquote ill? And so this is tantamount to an abortion ban in Arizona, is it not?
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. And even if it's not, explicitly, then implicitly, there is that chilling factor that is going to cause a lot of providers to leave. Much has happened in Wisconsin for the time that there was concern that our 1849 statute was an abortion ban. And once a Dane County judge said, no, it's not, those providers resumed services. But during that time, women in need of abortion care had to travel outside the state, increasing their own personal health risk to do this for something that, is a constitutionally protected thing until this group of right-wing justices decided that it wasn't. Well, which, by the way, came after they lied to Congress and right. said that Roe was settled law. The between that and Clarence Thomas taking the money and the trips, the corruption level of our state Supreme Court is, or of our U.S. Supreme Court is high. And reading some of what the Arizona Supreme Court justices wrote, it's clear that there's still far too many people on our bench that would like to convert this here humble little democracy to a theocracy. Yeah. And we've just got to keep pushing back.
Pat Kreitlow is just this good because you read my mind. You knew exactly where I was taking this. And to me, Pat, the news yesterday at Arizona is an unsettling but necessary reminder to us here in Wisconsin. If not for the election of Janet Protasiewicz about a year ago, this is us. This is Wisconsin. I watched the news this morning on a lot of the talk shows, the morning talk shows. Like, can you believe this? A law from the Civil War is being implemented. I'm like, yeah, that happened to us a year ago, if not for Janet Protasiewicz.
Well, that was only part two. Imagine if Tim Michaels had mm-hmm. won first and then, Janet Protasiewicz losing to Dan Kelly. Tim Michaels and Dan Kelly. They'd be saying to Arizona, in true Wisconsin style, hold my beer.
Yeah.
And looking to see what else could get done here. Look, voters are weary. I get it. But without those narrow victories that really reflect Wisconsin values, we end up in a situation like Arizona and all those states in the Deep South where women are second-class citizens.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a couple of cuts here we're going to play for you just to put it in context for our listeners. I want Pat's comments on this. First one is a short one. Should there be any doubt of where the Trumpster stands on this? His national press secretary for the 2024 campaign, for the Trump campaign, Carolyn Leavitt, was on the air on right-wing television yesterday. This is her very brief but important quote on what Donald Trump thinks of the Arizona decision from the Supreme Court yesterday.
Because the president has now made the decision very clear that he supports the rights of states to implement measures. And look, because
that's it, right?
Oh, sure. It's again, they want to make it a states' rights issue, which makes it a checkerboard issue across the country rather than one federally protected right of a woman to make private decisions with her doctor about her own body. The timing couldn't have been worse for Trump, who's already trying to have it both ways on the Dobbs decision. Mm. Now he comes out and says, I will honor whatever all the states say. And a state comes out a day later and basically says, we think women should be burned at the stake. Okay, well, if that's what the state said, I guess I've got to go along with that. That's he has made his bed that way. that no matter how extreme and ridiculous and dangerous some of these states get, he's going to cling to that because, again, it's going to keep him in good stead in his base, which isn't going to be enough to win.
And the president has not, the former president, pardon me, the former president has not addressed what's going on in Congress amongst current Republicans, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, who is in favor of a national abortion ban. Should Congress be controlled by Republicans next session, we have every reason to believe that another term of a President Trump would sign that national ban into law.
Oh, folks, we've been through this before. Scott Walker with anti-union laws. The first time in 2010, he never campaigned on getting rid of the bargaining rights of public sector workers, but of course introduced it less about 1 month to the day after he first got in office. And 4 years later, the union busting, quote unquote, right to work legislation, he was asked repeatedly about that in 2014. And repeatedly he said, oh, that's not a priority of mine. I'm not campaigning. That's not a priority of mine. A Republican legislature passed it days after his second term began, and he couldn't get to the desk fast enough to sign it. Trump will do the same thing with any further restrictions on abortion, and Lord knows where it goes next.
Last night on CNN's Anderson Cooper 360, Arizona Governor and Democrat Katie Hobbs, on the Arizona Supreme Court decision. Here is Governor Hobbs last night on Anderson Cooper.
What do you think? I mean, do you think the legislature will act? I mean, Republicans control both houses in Arizona.
Well, I've been calling on the legislature to repeal this archaic ban from day one of my administration. I renewed that call at the beginning of this legislative session. The fact is that some of the Republicans right now who are saying that this decision went too far are the same politicians who celebrated the Dobbs decision, which paved the way for this court ruling today. And the Speaker of the House and the Senate President both weighed in this case with amicus brief, urging the court to do exactly what it did today.
Pat Kreitlow, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, I remember going to countless Wisconsin Republican conventions where this was the holy grail, overturning Roe v. Wade. They got it. And now suddenly they're getting political religion when they realize this ain't going to help them in November 2024.
Oh, no, not at all. It was, again, a convenient talking point. And it's almost like Trump came along. And while, yes, he did the bidding of some of the furthest extreme members of the Republican Party, there were plenty others who behind the scenes were like, ixnay, we want to keep campaigning on this. We don't want to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. And you see Trump kind of wising up to that now on the border bill. Remember how he killed that thing, a bipartisan border bill, because he knows you want to keep politicking on it. He's like, oh, Was I not supposed to do things that overturn Roe v. Wade? Because that's put a whole lot of politicians in an unenviable position, including, by the way, two of the Arizona Supreme Court justices who will be up for election this November.
And it's going to put, I mean, this could be, this issue of abortion very well could be on the ballot for, as a referendum for Arizona voters, which is going to put Arizona definitely in play for Joe Biden and other Democrats. There's a big U.S. Senate race down there as well. So, I mean, this decision yesterday, while certainly first and foremost has implications for women, it's going to have huge political implications in a few months as well.
Oh, my goodness. That, I mean, we talk about the attention we get in this state. Mm-hmm. In Arizona, with all of those things, you know, the people wanting to enshrine the right to abortion in their state constitution needed to get about 380,000 signatures. They've blown well past 500,000. It's happening. Arizona is going to be, political ground zero in many ways throughout the coming year.
Yeah, sure is. We're going to come back on the other side. Going to play a cut for you. I think maybe you've used it. Other hosts have as well. It's Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr.'s New York director laying out, quote unquote, the plan. We'll tell you how all that ties together and the importance of going to the polls. After this, with Pat Kreitlow, I'm Todd Allbaugh, Aaron Zommers on the board. It is a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie board? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the College Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on Wednesday, April 10th, crossover day here. Always a pleasure to welcome our colleague, host of Up North News Radio, every morning from 6 until 8, Pat Kreitlow, on a Wednesday. Pat, talking about this decision from the Arizona Supreme Court yesterday, which is essentially banned abortions in Arizona, and talking about how it kind of ties together with the overall election this fall. And if the audience will stay with me for a minute, we'll tie it all together. But I want to play this cut. Perhaps you have. I know Jay Matinera, I believe, has as well on Matinera on Air. This is the New York director for Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr.'s campaign in New York, caught on video, caught on tape at some campaign meeting, and she is laying out what this third-party run from RFK Jr. is really about. We'll listen to it, discuss it on the other side. Here is the New York director for Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy.
So there's no Biden voters in the House, right? No. Okay, good. Things, I guess, will change over time because you do have to only pick one candidate at the end of the day. But the Kennedy voter and the Trump voter, the enemy, our mutual enemy is Biden. Since Biden is counting on us with Bobby in the mix, my thought is for the Republicans. See, Bobby right now, he's pulling from both sides. Right now, he's actually pulling a little bit more from Biden, which explains why the DNC is kind of ganging up on him. They have a special committee to go after independent candidates. Yeah, they say independent candidates, like non-affiliated candidates, they really mean Bobby, because Bobby's the only third party that anybody's taking seriously. So they developed a committee just to go after him and to get him off of the ballot in any way they can, especially it seems as though they're going after the battleground states more than the deep blue states. Bobby's moving the blues on his own. If the Republicans accepted the fact that New York, Maryland, Chicago, Illinois, California, New Jersey, Connecticut, most of the Northeast is going to go blue, why wouldn't we put our vote to Bobby and at least get rid of Biden and get those 28 electoral votes in New York? The card's a little wrong. It says 26 electoral votes. Give those 28 electoral votes to Bobby rather than to Biden, thereby reducing Biden's 270. And we all know how that works, right? 270 wins the election. If you don't get to 270, if nobody gets to 270, then Congress picks the president. So who are they going to pick? Who are they going to pick if it's a Republican Congress? They'll pick Trump. So we're
there. You go. Laying it out, the New York director for Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr.'s campaign. They're saying the quiet part out loud, Pat Kreitlow. First, it was No Labels. It collapsed because they couldn't find a candidate. And, of course, No Labels was all about getting Trump elected. Now we hear it straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Kennedy is the same deal.
All I want to do is acknowledge that some people have to play, you know, the nice guy. I don't know if good cop, bad cop is the right way to frame this anymore, but somebody's going to be the nice guy. I am not going to be the nice guy on this topic from now till November, because I have lived through 2000 when it was, oh, Ralph Nader needs my vote because, you know, it,